the race between George W. Bush and Al Gore, ultimately decided by the Supreme Court, exposed the fragility of a system that Americans had previously taken for granted. Technical problems with decrepit machines had caused some votes to be counted more than once or not at all. A badly designed ballot confused thousands of people, and a poorly executed purge of registration rolls led to eligible voters being turned away at the polls. What we learned in that was how confusing the entire process was, said Adam Goodman, a Republican consultant who advised Florida's Secretary of State at the time, Catherine Harris, during the recount. That was something the public back then didn't understand. It still doesn't understand. Fallout from the recount contributed to the passage of the Federal Help America Vote Act, which allocated billions of dollars for states to improve technology, ensure voter access, and secure systems against fraud. In Florida, legislators rewrote state laws, switched to paper ballots and optical scanners. No more butterfly ballots or hanging chads, and mandated automatic recounts for races with margins of half a percentage point. Charles Stewart III, a leading expert on election administration at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, said complaints about this month's elections in some parts of the country should not be seen as evidence of a failing system or lack of progress since 2000. Elections are incredibly complicated, Mr. Stewart said, and officials are legally required to take time beyond Election Day to count votes. Just the fact that we have a recount in Florida is leading people to say, here we go again, he said. In fact, it's just a close election. Though it wasn't a 2000 redux, the 2018 midterms exposed persistent problems and the haphazard way the voting process was administered across the country. In Arkansas, three-member boards handle elections at the county level, while in Connecticut, all 169 towns and cities use their own registrars. The inherently political nature of running elections can call into question some officials' decision-making. In New York, party leaders fill county election boards in what critics say is little more than a patronage system. They are not chosen for their ability to manage or familiarity with election procedures, said Susan Lerner, the executive director of Common Cause in New York City. They are chosen for their party loyalty and to provide jobs to the party faithful. Florida still does not have a standardized statewide ballot format, and a poorly designed ballot in the heavily Democratic Broward County this month is believed to have led to a significant undervote for Senator Bill Nelson, a Democrat, who was narrowly behind Mr. Scott. Some 30,000 people in Broward voted for governor, but inexplicitly bypassed the Senate race, which was tucked away in the lower left corner of the ballot, below the instructions, and far from the rest of the contests. Palm Beach County voters were given ballots that required them to draw a line to complete an arrow pointing to their preferred candidates, a potentially confusing alternative to the more common methods of filling in a bubble or making a check mark. Meanwhile, Mr. Nelson has brought a lawsuit in federal court over how Florida counties validate signatures on mail-in and provisional ballots, a process his campaign claims is unconstitutional because of inconsistent criteria applied by elections staff. A judge gave voters till Saturday to validate their mismatched signatures.